You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network. Super duper excited to be here with you all today and enjoying this beautiful and amazing Sunday. I'm telling you, it is an absolutely extraordinary Monday. No, it's not Monday. TJ, T Smiley, I'm tripping. It's Sunday. I'd have moved the day along. I'd have moved the whole week along. Anyway, this is a short radio show. This is Sunday night. And you are tuned in to We Talk Radio Network. I am Kia D, of course, joined with my co-host, the incredible and amazing host of the men's radio show that we do on Sunday, which is the Cave Radio Show. Listen, I'm tripping on Saturdays. Thank you, TJ. I need a nap. Shout out to T Smiley.
What's up, everybody? This is the Shine Lord Radio right here on We Talk Radio. You guys can check me out on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for the Cave Radio Show. Myself, co-host Big Joe, and the Caveman right here on WeTalkRadio.com.
You know, what's interesting on the Cave Radio Show, I really want to dive in and I have great conversations. But, you know, and women are invited into the conversation, but it is a men's show, so I step back and just listen. Before I tell you, those conversations are really interesting, so y'all definitely should check it out. Okay, so tonight we are going to be interviewing a beautiful young lady. I'm super excited to have her on the show tonight. She is an incredible entrepreneur. We're going to talk about all of the incredible things she's done. She's not just an entrepreneur, of course. She's had so many different things, motivational speaking, acting, modeling. She's an author, you name it. She's also a singer and a writer, and the list of things continues to go on. So we're going to talk to her live tonight, actually here in just a few minutes. We're going to have the people Ray D on with us. I'm super excited. Don't go anywhere. Back with the Shine Lord Radio Show. Check us out on all of our social media platforms. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Like us. Subscribe to the channel. It's We Talk Radio Network. That's two words. We Talk Radio is one word. The second word is network. Go right now. You don't have to miss a thing. You can still be logged in right here to We Talk Radio Network, tuning into the show. But I definitely want you to go to our We Talk Radio YouTube page and like us on YouTube, and then share some of our share all of our posts and videos. It is so much fun what we do here, and you definitely should stay tuned, stick around. This is Women's Month, so we're honoring some amazing women. Check us out on social media. We're honoring mighty moms. If you've got a mighty mom and you want to give a big shout out to her this month because it's Women's Month, go to WeTalkRadio.com. Go to the Contact Us tab and put your information in there as well as your mom's information. And we'll make sure that we are giving the incredible moms their due, talking all throughout the week on We Talk Radio Network. So definitely stay tuned up. Next, beautiful Ray D will be joining us right here on the Shine Radio Show with girl Kia D and my main man T Smiley on We Talk Radio Network.
Situation. Adrenaline junkie, have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio right here on We Talk Radio.
That's right. We are super excited to be here with you today on the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is your favorite listening station right now. You are tuned in around the globe. I'm excited, very excited, because tonight we are featuring a beautiful young lady. It is Women's Month, and we are happy that this is our first Sunday in Women's Month. And so this is the very first young lady that we're going to be featuring this incredible month. She is a powerhouse. Do you hear me? I heard about her through a couple of people, and I'm actually very excited that I got to get her onto the show today. She is reinvented and gaining believers with a versatile entrepreneur palette. This beautiful young lady, Ray, she grips Texas by the reins while flipping her lock. A smile, still dripping all of her Michigan roots, do you hear me? She takes her art and her creativity by storm while transitioning into, quote-unquote, all that God has for her. While inspired to be wholesome, Ray D strives to be a professional while delivering results. Many adorn her belt, such as a singer, a writer. She's an author, she's a poet, she's a model, she's an actress, she's a marketing expert, as well as a motivational speaker, a brand ambassador, and a financial advisor. And these are just to name a few. She's absolutely amazing. She has her hand in every pot, and this is somebody I'm telling you, y'all want to just be around. She is absolutely amazing. Please help me welcome to the show the beautiful Ray D. How are you, queen?
Blessings. Thank you. I am blessed. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. How are you?
You are so welcome. You're so very welcome. Listen, we are super duper excited to have you here, Miss Ray D, and you have a very triumphant story and one of perseverance, one of setting goals and attaining goals. But you, as we all know, there's hiccups along the way, and you are one of pushing through all of those hiccups. And we want to talk to you about that today. Let's just start by talking about your incredible business, some of the amazing things that you do as an amazing entrepreneur.
Awesome. Thank you. I definitely started, of course, with financial advising. I've been a financial advisor with 2021, so it's been 9 years now. I generally try to not only use myself as a guinea pig, but also make sure I can set up not only just our, you know, Black brothers and sisters, but anybody and everybody who's trying to go to another level in their life, their relationships of finance, individuality. So I try to take all that there. Outside of that, I do modeling. I'm actually going to be in a fashion show in June. So shout out to Slay Magazine. We're doing a fashion show. I just had a photo shoot that I did. So shout out to Nivea with her portrait, Nivea Henson. Had a few things going there. I did a performance in February. Which was erotic poetry. So that's one of the other key elements that came in this year already with 2021, which was definitely a good partnership. Shout out to DJ Swiss City. And the list goes on between modeling, acting. I try to definitely be diverse.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I want to hear more about the erotic poetry.
Yes. So it was, you know, when you look at Dallas and the scene, there's a lot of different hats that go on, a lot of different events. And, you know, it actually came up. I was going to support my cousin at a gathering. It's basically with the different DJs. They're actually connected in with Hollywood Bebe. And he does a lot of teaching and mentoring. And, you know, they have sound listening, or I should say, you know, listening party out there in Dallas. And so I had told my cousin I was going to go and, you know, just support. And so I ended up running into one of the DJs, which he introduced me to. And the beginning of the conversation, she's like, hey, I'm putting on I have a show going on next weekend, and I need like two more poets. And I was like, well, I'm a writer, I'm a poet. I was like, what type of poetry? And she told me. And so she was like, can you do it? I need one, you know, poem. I was like, yeah, I got you. I can do one. I said, I'll start writing tonight. Well, I think, like, wow. I got a call or a text later on the next week. And she was like, can you do two? I'm going to put you up for two sets. And I was like, yeah, let's go. So I started writing on the second one. And so, you know, I got there. I'm very prompt when it comes to, like, performances. I try to be early so I can feel the crowd, feel everybody out. And I was actually up first. So to God be the glory, I went up there, you know, did my thing, even though it's a, you know, not a God setting. But we had a good time. It was a really good turnout. Everybody had a really good time. You know, we still kind of hear reviews about it still to this day. So I told her I would love to partner with her some more for some different events.
Oh, my goodness. That is super amazing. Congratulations on all that you do. That's awesome. Awesome. Let's talk about going up first. First of all, you know, the pressure of being number one, even though you are number one, either way it goes, first, last, you're still going to be number one. But, you know, that number one spot. Let's talk about how much pressure it really was going up on stage after you had just written the poem. You know, you hadn't performed it before. You just wrote it. And now you're about to be first. Talk about the nervous level there.
You know, initially, it was a little bit of a pressure cooker just because of, you know, like I said, you fill out your crowd. You want to be able to kind of see how everybody else kind of sets the tone, sets the mood. I will say the host of the night kind of set us off to a good start. And, you know, kind of with me, I've always just like anything and everything else in life, just, you know, once you say your prayer and you're dedicated and you're focused and you're like, I'm going to do this, whether it messes up, whether it goes perfect, I'm going to do it. And at the time, it was actually even ironic. The host had actually called me a guy. She said, so Ray D, come on, brother, where you at? Or something like that. And I had on this amazing, like, I'm the only one in Texas that has this dress that I wore that night just to, you know, show my presentation. And so I'm walking through the middle of the room with my book in my hand. I had my book in the air just to be like, no, I'm a female. And she was like, oh, not bad, I got you. And from there, it was like, okay, anything else can go on at this moment. So, you know, you just got to keep your mind to it. You just got to know at this moment, we made it to 2021. We're blessed to have breath in our lungs. If you're going to say you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability. Whether it trips, whether it falls, whether it short comes, it doesn't matter. It's still designed for you. And, you know, from that point, from the crowd's response, I think it went pretty well. I had a couple people compliment me on my dress through the night. I've actually linked with a couple people from that whole event. So you just got to do it.
I absolutely love it. That's beautiful. Listen, I'm excited to have this beautiful young lady joining us tonight. If you are just tuned in, thanks for being here. We love you. We appreciate you for the love. And listen, I'm telling you, tonight is a beautiful night to be blessed by the presence of the beautiful Ray D. Her expertise is absolute. She has a plethora of expertises. Let's talk about your marketing. You know, one of the things that we know about, if we know anything about business, of course, you're a business, you're a business, and of course, knowing anything about business, you don't need a marketing expert, but you do need to know, if you're going to be a business owner, you do need to know how to market. You do not have to be an expert. That's why you've got Miss Ray D to help you out with that. But knowing marketing is extremely important to talk about, because you're a marketing expert. So I want to go into that. We do have a lot of entrepreneurs, people who are thinking about being entrepreneurs, tuned in tonight. So let's talk about some of the expertise that you have and how we can tune in and take part in your services.
Definitely. So it initially was one of the blessings. I've always kind of dabbled in it, but it was just kind of on my personal sense. And I'd say, you know, I guess we can thank COVID-19 for pushing me to the next level of actually pushing it deeper. I have a couple people that I'm working with now that I do try to connect and market with them and for them. And it's usually just really number one, you have to really understand, just being, you know, frank, just being honest. You have to understand that not everybody's going to support you. So if you post it once and people see it, then they're going to see it, but then they'll probably forget it, because right now people's attention spans are a little shorter, especially since everybody's been cramped in the house and in their phones. And so you have to be able to learn how to gather their attention, be unique. Even though you could still be selling the same thing that somebody else is doing, you still have to have your own attention catch and your consistency. You have to be able to socialize. I can tell you right now on Instagram, there's follow for follow posts all throughout. I get tagged in a lot of them, so shout out to all my people there as well. You know, and so from there, I'll go and maybe tag 2 to 4 black businesses or 10 black businesses or however many that I'm dealing with in that field. So you have to remember that you got to put yourself in front of them. Yes, some people are going to get tired of seeing you, but they're still watching. Some people are going to be upset that you're taking it to the next level, but they're still watching. So you have to be able to continue to grow on what you learn. If you see that you post something on Mondays and you get a lot more likes on Mondays, start with Mondays, but maybe try on Wednesday as well and build from there. You got to continue to watch watch everything about what you're posting and how you're posting it, and timing is everything. If you post something in the middle of the night, people in the middle of the day may not see it unless they go to your page. So you may have to post it once or twice, or you may have to be able to, you know, post it again a week later, especially if it's like a performance. But there's a lot of different ties in it. But right now I can tell you, especially from last year, leaving right now on Instagram, which I looked at y'all's page, so I'll be starting to link y'all this week. So y'all should be getting some more followers this week.
I love it.
So, you know, but there's follow for follow going on. You got to be able to see. You got to be able to network. You got to be able to, you know, link with people. But it's available. It's out there. I'm available to be reached. You can reach me on Instagram, Ray52Ray. On Facebook, I am Ray Deezy, and I'm Rachel Ray Ray, but I prefer Ray Deezy because that's where a lot of the major stuff's happening right now. And, yeah, just reach out. But, yes, I'm going to blow y'all up this week, so get ready.
I love it. I love it. And you said you're on Instagram as Ray52Ray?
Uh-huh. Ray52Ray.
Love it.
Ray52Ray.
I love it. Yay, got you. Okay, super cool. I love it. I'm following you right now, so you'll see my name come up. That is super awesome. And thank you so much for the information. I actually, this is my first time hearing about Follow to Follow. Never heard of it before.
Yeah.
So you put me on to something else, too. I'm super excited about that. Thank you, Queen.
Yes, I got you. I'm actually going to link it with your personal and your business page, so I'll do both, so you'll see it.
Oh, my goodness, how super cool. Thank you. I love God. It's so good, isn't he? Boy, I tell you, he just, oh, he's so amazing. I am super excited that we got the chance to get you on tonight. And not only do you, of course, handle business with business, but you also handle business on the stage. We just talked about you being an amazing poet. Let's talk about your singing as well as your acting as well. Let's talk about all of that. Go more about it.
Yes, definitely. So I'm actually ecstatic that this weekend has been probably my first weekend that I haven't really had to run into the studio.
Wow.
So I have had in the last 2 months that I've pretty much between Saturdays and Sundays. On the other day, I'm actually working overtime, trying to get some extra money because I got some other things coming that I'm trying to work on. To God be the glory that they opened up overtime. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I hope it's safe. But, you know, with the singing part of it, it's always been in my blood. It's always been my outlet. I moved to Texas when I was, well, initially 7th and 8th grade. Then I went back home. I'm from Michigan. Came back and landed in Arlington. And that was when I was 16. And I didn't know anybody for thousands of miles. And so music has always been kind of like my comfort as I started to meet people and get to know people. But then, you know, you start to understand that music is a different type of language on its own. So finding my voice once I turned 18, 20, 21, then I started like writing. I started going to the studio. I started getting my material. I actually have sold a CD, which I guess you could call it a limited edition now, but I think I made like maybe 200 CDs, and I sold all of them. I sold them for $5.
Wow.
It had 3 songs and 2 poems on it. And still to this day, every now and then, somebody will get me in a setting and they'll put it on to play it for me to say they still got it. I signed every single one of them. I put my business card with it. So whichever way my life goes, somebody had a copy of it. And so literally, as they say, selling it out the trunk of your car. But, you know, this second era of it is just being a little more defined, if I may. I'm 38. I just had my birthday in February.
Yay, happy birthday!
Blessings, thank you. I'm still celebrating, so we're still going out and having a little bit of fun here and there, you know, with Texas open up. But, yeah, this second part is just really a definition of growing to that next level. There's no boundaries. There's nothing that I feel like I can or cannot do. Just because everybody don't like it doesn't mean that I'm not still doing something right, you know what I mean? And so I've gotten to the point where I don't need any pats on the back. I don't need any. I appreciate them because they just let me know I'm on point of what I'm trying to do. But I don't want any barriers to hold me And so I enjoy the fact of writing the music that I have one song that I've done with, shout out to Dante. We did a song that is actually uplifting teens. It was requested from Nelson Mandela's grandson, apparently, is what he initially started with. And so when he, you know, let me know, I immediately was writing on it. I think he sent the beat to me. I wrote on it. I think we was in the studio either that weekend or that next weekend. And my part's done. He's finishing up his part. I think he just finished it this last week, and then we're going to turn it into him. So, and that's uplifting teens. That's the goal of it. And so, or, you know, young adults. And that's one. We got another song that we've done that I wrote on that he has from some producers from Africa. And so that's got a different vibe and feel on it. I'm working on my own personal projects now as well, just because I got a few things coming. So it's a lot. It's just about expression, getting a chance to be somewhere safe and express how you feel.
One thing I will, you know, one of the things that I will say as an artist right now, you mentioned COVID-19, or the, you know, pushing, you know, catapulting your career to a certain degree, or not career, but, you know, pushing it to another level. Can you talk about how last year, you know, going through all of the trials that we went through, really affected your business and you as an entrepreneur?
Oh my goodness! So, to God be the glory. Here I stand. So, I have never went without probably working longer than 2 months. I actually did not work for 7 months last year. And I give God all the glory and all the praise, because not once did I not have my house. I have a paid off car. My son was taken care of. We were over here blessed. We weren't, you know, eating steak and shrimp, but we were blessed. And, you know, in the sense of everything going on, you know, tying it back to entrepreneurship is the connection of, you have to decide that you have to have multiple streams. I don't care what it is. You have to sit down, figure out what you're good at, figure out how you can affect your family, your household, your community, and make it work. And I think last year, the whole 7 months that I wasn't working, the first 2 months I felt kind of weird and distraught, don't get me wrong. But after that, I was like, okay, well, I know I have skills. Why not use them? Why not, you know, push them to another level? And so I jumped out there. You have to spend money to make money in most cases, I'll be honest, because you want to be able to have it look a certain way and you want it to come off a certain way. So, of course, with entrepreneurship, once you find your niche, you're going to get a little discouraged because everybody else is doing it too. Don't get me wrong. But in that same breath, there's a reason why God put that blessing in your spirit, and the reason why he keeps keeping you up at night, or he keeps pulling at you at whatever it is he told you to do. When he tells you to move, you got to move. And it may sound uneasy at times. It's not going to be perfect at all times. I'm blessed to say from last year to this year, for example, I think I had 700 followers on Instagram. I'm now at 7,000. So God be the glory. Like, you know, it's just taking that and taking it by the reins and getting it done and doing it. And you have to keep doing it. And you've got to be dedicated. It's just like parenting. You know, my son knows that I'm the most consistent. He knows I'm coming home at night. He knows he got food in his mouth. He knows if I say, hey, I ain't got it, I ain't got it. But we continue to do it. And it's continuing to grow. And that's what entrepreneurship is. It's your baby. You have to be able to nurture it. You got to pray over it. You got to love on it. You got to laugh with it. You got to talk to it. You're going to cry behind it. You're going to bleed behind it. But it's still your baby. And it's how deep do you want your baby to grow? How deep do you believe in your baby? Because if you don't believe it, ain't nobody else going to believe it. And even when you're in the middle of the night working for it, ain't nobody else up working for it.
You better speak that all over again. You just wrote that whole book on entrepreneurship right there, okay? You will, you know, that's one of the things that's so interesting to me. You know, I watched a commercial a couple of weeks ago, and the commercial was about it was a bank commercial, you know, getting a loan, and it showed an African American family, husband and wife, that you know, they had a desire. Of course, it was a 60-second commercial, so it was really fast on how they put it all together.
Right.
And they started out with the family having the desire to start the business. They went to bank and got the loan. From there, they got all the jars and start putting the honey in the jars. It was a honey company or whatever. Start putting the honey in the jars. And I'll never forget, I'm watching this commercial as I see the wife smiling and placing the label on the jar, and then she put the jar on the counter for her on display, and then she looked at her bank account, and her bank account was growing with money. And boy, it made entrepreneurship look real easy. I said, boy, they got it down, don't they? They made it look so easy in this commercial, but truth be told, and it's great. I love the fact that people are jumping out there and they're doing this. I don't want to stop anybody from jumping out, but I want you to understand when you jump, you have to be ready for that leap, and you will bleed possibly for your baby. You know, it's your baby. You know, think about your children. What will you do for your children? You got to be willing to do the same thing for this job, for this business that you created. You know, and if you're creating jobs for other people, you got to really be on top of it. You know, because then you've got people underneath you that you ensure that there's money steady coming in the bank. You got to make sure. I mean, there's so many things that are associated with it. So, and then there's the marketing piece. If you don't market your company properly, you will not be introduced to your neighbors the way you should. Period. Point blank. So, connecting with people. If you don't connect, I'm addicted to networking. If you don't connect with people, make phone calls to LinkedIn. It can be your best friend. And if you get it, social media, you may not like it. Go start yourself a profile and just go from there. Start inviting people, letting them know. Start posting pictures of stuff that you're doing. So you got to put it out there. Social media will help you. It is not evil to a certain degree. Some people think it is just absolutely, but it can be if you let it. You have to allow it to work for you, and it will. Keep your personal business off of it so nobody has anything to talk about. I mean, seriously, at the end of the day, because they're going to talk anyway. Regardless of what you put out there, they're going to say something anyway. Be ready for that, too. But be ready with the marketing expertise that you need, which is making sure you're putting stuff out there in the first place. If nobody sees it, nobody knows about it. Out of sight, out of mind. You have to be willing to put it out there. So. I truly, truly appreciate you. You're also a motivational speaker and a brand ambassador. I want to talk about that piece as well, being a motivational speaker and a brand ambassador.
Yes. So with my motivational speaking, I generally am able to do pretty much any type of setting. Of course, as I stated, coming in a little early, adapting to my climate, see who I'm working with. One that I'm very, very proud of, I actually had a friend of mine who had passed away, a close friend, and I had went to his funeral, and you know, they had the repast. And so everybody was like, well, are you going to stay? And I was like, no, I got to go speak. And I was going to speak to some girls. I want to say the girls were like 8, 9 years old. And when I got there, I was so just distraught. Like my heart was hurting because my friend was gone. But then in that same breath, I was like, okay, Lord, I need your strength because this is the next generation. This is the ones that's going to be signing our check for Social Security if it's still there, et cetera. And I went and just talking to those young ladies just made me feel so much better. I ended up taking like, I want to say I had like $60 or $70 in like fives and ones, and I was ending up giving them money as they were answering questions, and just they ended up making piggy banks that same time I was there because that was under my financial advising field. And that's one of my proudest ones. But I'm willing to speak anywhere. You know, I feel like my friends or the people who know me say I already talk a lot, which is understandable. But in that same breath, if I feel like there's something to speak on, I'll speak. If it's not, I'm not going to say a word. I'll just pray over it and pray for them and keep on rolling. And so being a motivational speaker, like you said, I love networking as well. We're networking right now, even though we've kind of linked a little before, and I'm flattered to hear that you say you've heard my name a few times before, so blessings to you there. But, you know, if anything, the motivational part is just really just to let you know that no matter what, you still have breath in your lungs. God woke you up. You still have a sunshine that came out. You still got something to do. If you're still here, you still got something to do. It's not in your control. You need to be able to grip your reins, cry your tears, grieve, get yourself together, and go figure it out. And if this last year and a half, everybody says 2020, I get it, but I say this last year and a half, if it hasn't taught you anything, it's taught you that instead of a PS5, you need to get a generator. Instead of some Jordans, go ahead and get you some kitty litter or some salt just in case it's ice on your in your driveway and you can't get out. Or, you know, it's to let you know that whatever it is, I don't care what it is. I have friends right now that are, you know, ready to take it all out. They're ready to end it all. I feel it. They don't tell me it, but their actions show it. And in that same breath, it's my job when they hit me up and they're like, hey, Ray, I need, you know, just something just to boost me for the day. I'm going straight for the jugular, which is God has you here. Find out what you're supposed to do. If you got to be sitting and crying and talking to him, talk to him. But you sitting here taking 3 and 4 days to put yourself back together is not going to work because your kids are seeing that. Your spouse is seeing that. They need you whole. And it's okay to go get help. It is okay to do therapy. I will repost it again on my page. There is a free, Taraji P. Henson did it for male therapy, free male therapy. Phone numbers that you can call and text if you're feeling suicidal. If you have a close friend that you feel comfortable talking to, I always tell my friends I'm available. They know I ain't got loose lips and shit. I ain't got time for that. Even though people have tried to destroy me over the years for whatever reason, I still have carried that love, and I've carried that motivation, and I've carried that consistency to be able to be who I am and to be consistent. Because if ain't nobody else watching, my child is watching. So I've got to make that best impression. So that's where my motivational speaking comes from, is because I try to put myself in your shoes and to be able to let you know that there is a tomorrow. So that's where that directly comes from in its own.
I love it. What a beautiful and amazing testimony, a beautiful and amazing words from the incredible Ray D. Super excited that you're on the show with us tonight. And we're already connected on Facebook, but I definitely are connected with you on Instagram. So we're connected there now. But again, yeah. I just want to tell you, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We are honoring women around the globe for Women's Month this month. And you are one of those incredible women who are being honored mm-hmm. this month. And so thank you so much for being amazing, continuing to press on no matter what it looks like, no matter the obstacles that you face. Continuing to promote yourself and others, no matter what it looks like, you know, continuing to be resilient and not stopping no matter what it looks like. So, again, we appreciate you and your presence. Any final words for you, the listeners today that are tuned in around the globe?
Yes. I would definitely say, first of all, shout out to Britt. You'll see me post her everywhere, Natural Transitions. That is my lactation. I met her in October, and that lady has changed my life from the beginning of the time, as well as she keeps me as fabulous as possible. So shout out to Babu. I call her Twink. That's my Twink. Of course, and shout out to Miss Sharon. She brought me my book for my photo shoot in November. I got that yesterday, so I am in cloud nine. Yes, ladies, if you feel like you're a little low, please look into a boudoir photo shoot. I know this is a Christian station, but I'm just saying, it does take you to another level of realizing and understanding who you are as a woman and appreciating every nook and cranny of you, your mind, your body, everything. So shout out to Miss Sharon. Shout out to Nivea. Shout out to all my people there with that. And if you need any of that, look on my page. My final words would just be, you know, if you need anything that I can help with informational wise, hit me up. I will, you know, definitely send my rates for marketing and all that. I can do all that on a personal level. But more than anything, 2021, to look inside yourself and realize who you are. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what happened a week ago, a month ago, all of that. That's just like marriage. If you're in a marriage, you need to be able to make sure that you look at your partner. Do the list, like Janet Jackson said, the good, bad, and the indifferent, but fight for what it is, because obviously you and that person got together for a reason. That's what life is to me. It's a marriage. I'm in a marriage with my life, and my birth date and my first date and my death date are going to stand, but that dash in the middle is what I did with my life and what people will say about me, what people will remember about me, and what my son will uphold as my footprint. And so I encourage you to just take the moment to grieve, take the moment to cry, get all that hate, frustration, stress, all of that up out of you. Find that positivity. Find that next level to keep you going. If it's music, if it's writing. What's ironic is I so love your show. I'm about to be listening probably every Sunday now that you double-checked on me. Because, number one, it played the Smash House that I was looking for, where you can go and smash things or something. It's called Endorphin Factory.
Yes.
I never knew what the name of it was, so I'll be Googling that when I get off the phone. And then,
and listen,
you have
we got a discount code. We got a discount code. KIA D 2021. KIA D 2021. So when you check out, you put KIA D 2021, and you're going to get your discount. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, baby. See, look. All right, KIA D, me and you besties now, boo. We're gonna link up. We're going to have to go do lunch or something, because I
swear. Already know it.
2 months I've been saying I've been trying to look for that, just to kind of take a stress relief, just to let it out. You know what I mean? But yeah, I leave everybody with just 100% saying definitely it's okay to get therapy if you need to talk to somebody. I have a therapist. I haven't seen him in a minute, but I'm definitely going to catch up with him in the next couple months because there's a lot coming. But in that same breath, it's okay to open up. It's okay to be alive. It's okay to smile. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to love. It's okay to live. I wish you guys all blessings, prosperity, love, peace, all of the goodness that I can send through these phones. Blessings. Thank you for the opportunity, too, Ms. Kia D. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Three things. First thing is I need the price list. Absolute. Send it to us via email. The second thing is I got to get you back on another one of my shows called After the Lights Go Out so we can have some erotic talk. I want to get one of those erotic posts live on After the Lights Go Out. It's Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Right.
And you mentioned a loctician. My daughter literally wants to get her hair locked, and we know somebody, but you mentioned she's an expert. Tell me more about the services that your loctician provides.
Oh, my gosh. She makes extensions. Y'all don't sleep. My baby is the lit. She makes extensions. She makes the perfect hair oil. She does coloring. If you see my pictures, she's done all my coloring. Lauren Love, shout out to you, baby, for my purple that I did when I first colored it. But my loctician, she actually, we created this color for me. So she actually is into that. She has locked herself. So that's another part. She actually just cut them and dyed her hair a different color. So she's actually going into that. She's in school right now to graduate, make sure everything is 110%. She definitely has the knowledge. Like, the knowledge is off the chain. Like, anytime I see somebody asking questions about locks and hair on social media, I tag her just so she can put her two cents in. So yeah, anybody who needs her information, please DM me, call me. I always blast her on a lot of my pictures. If you see any of my photo shoot pictures, her name is probably tagged 9 times out of 10 because she's who did my hair, and I don't go anywhere without her.
I love it. I need information. Absolutely, please send it to me.
Yes.
You can, as a matter of fact, if you send it over to my assistant, she will forward it to me, and then I'm gonna make sure I reply to the email so that you can have my information. I'll send you my phone number and all so we can be connected. So. Yes,
yes,
without a doubt, because we need to do lunch for real, for real. I'm super excited for you, and I know that this is literally the beginning of all the great things that God has in store for you. All coming to you. I heard you talking about some financial. That stuff's about, it's about to be coming down like rain. Do you hear? It's coming to you like never before. So you just sit back and wait, and don't you fight it. Let God fight that battle for you. And I'm super duper excited to get you back on another show because I know you've got so much more to talk about and offer to We Talk Radio Network. I think it will be super fabulous to get you on some more shows.
Definitely. I'm open. As long as it's in my calendar. I tell everybody, if it ain't in my calendar, I won't be there. So get it in my calendar.
I love it. Ray D, thank you so very much for being here. One more time, give out your contact information for those who may have missed it.
Yes, so of course, multiple different platforms. On Instagram, I am Ray52Ray. On Facebook, I am Ray Deezy. That's RayDeezie. And then Ray52Ray. Like I said, on Instagram, Twitter, I am Ray_Ray. On Clubhouse, I am Ray52Ray. Most of my handles usually come around that. I try to keep them close to that. That way you can catch me different ways. But, yeah, any way that you need to reach out, call me, link up. Let's see, I did Twitter. I have OnlyFans, but I didn't want to put that on out here, but in Jesus' name. And there's also there's a couple more. I mean, Reverb. I re-linked up with my MySpace. So MySpace is in the building. Tomboy Diva, that's me on MySpace. Clubhouse, Ray52Ray. Yeah, I'll be somewhere around here. Blessings, prosperity. Thank you for the opportunity. This has been fun.
Absolutely. We are actually, I'm on three nights a week, night, Monday night, and Wednesday night. So you can check us out at any time. But I'm on those nights. So definitely check me out on those nights. You'll love some of the other shows as well. So. Super duper excited that you got to hang out with me tonight. And T Smile, I know you didn't get to ask any questions. I apologize about that. Next time, I promise you. Next time, Smiley. Again, thank you so much, Ray D. We appreciate you. All of the listeners tuned in. You guys, make sure you follow, like, love, share, and support. Thank you again, Ms. Ray D.
Blessings. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Y'all be blessed.
Don't forget to send me the lock information. Send it to me because I
got
to make sure
I'm about to
my
do it right now. I got you.
Boom.
I got you. I'm doing it right
it.
Now.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen. Yes. What an extraordinary and amazing young lady. That was absolutely, it was amazing. Okay. I will just say that. It was absolutely amazing. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of the Shine Lord Radio Show. When we return, we've got T Smiley. I'm going to pass him the mic, y'all. I've been talking all night. It's all good, though. I don't think he might. I don't think he might. He loved the conversation, actually. So shout out to T Smiley. And shout out to Big Joe, who also is our co-host for tonight. He actually, I think he went down. I think he actually is in the streets tonight getting some news for his show on Saturday night at 6 p.m. So y'all check Big Joe Mind, Body, and Soul Radio every Saturday night at 6 p.m. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the Shine Lord Radio Show with your girl Kia D and my main man T Smiley right here on We Talk Radio. Growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality of shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, and we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up our incredible radio station that broadcasts to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit us on our website at www.wetalkradio.com. We Talk Radio,
www.meritofwardhouse.com.
Are you an ambitious woman looking to take charge of your career goals? If so, Merit of Ward has you covered. Known as your career and startup business strategist, Meredith is a corporate leadership coach, public speaker, video podcast host, and the founder and CEO of In Charge Career Consulting. In Charge Career Consulting exists to provoke, empower, and educate women to achieve their ambitions as corporate leaders and entrepreneurs, coaching her clients to develop influence and authority. While advancing through the ranks of corporate leadership, Meredith helps women gather the right resources and develop a plan to pivot into full-time entrepreneurship smoothly. On top of all of that, she recently launched her newly founded platform, She Is In Charge, a video podcast and workshop edutainment resource for businesswomen. Subscribe today and you'll gain access to free business resources on topics like strategic career planning and advancement, business development and growth tactics, salary negotiation, revenue generating methods, networking, social politics, and more. Want to showcase your experiences and expertise through the lens of corporate life and entrepreneurial journey? Then you're invited to be featured on one of Meredith's upcoming She's In Charge video podcast interviews and edutainment workshops. Contact the team directly at info@nccareerconsulting.com and provide your full name, phone number, website, and the best time to contact you. A representative will respond to you regarding the next steps. Get featured, subscribed, or schedule a consultation with Meredith today.
Please welcome to the stage, Ted and Sherry! For Ted and Sherry, I don't know if y'all knew that.
I feel a celebration.
What?
So my
y'all know it. Come on, sing it. Let me see you move.
He is the great Messiah.
And I come.
Show my appreciation.
He is.
He is the
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We are your favorite listening station, and we're so super excited about it. We appreciate you for tuning in and continuing to make this station the number one listening station. We're going to keep growing around the globe with your help. Don't forget, we need you. We need you to do this today. Go to YouTube right now. And when you go to YouTube, I want you to type in two words. The first word is We Talk Radio. The second word is network. We Talk Radio Network. I want you to type that in. And I want you to like our page. I want you to follow us, subscribe to our channel, and share us, like us, love us, even hit the notification bell so that you can be updated whenever we upload a new video. Super duper excited about being connected with you for life. We are here with amazing shows that we produce every single week, so you make sure you check us out because we got something for everyone. Right now, I'm going to have Mr. T. Smiley come in and tell you a little bit about his show on Saturday, as well as close us out in prayer. Mr. T. Smiley is in the building. He's been quiet, y'all. It's only because I was hogging the mic.
It's your boy T. Smiley on Saturdays. Come hang out with myself and the Cave Radio show and the Cave Men on Saturday at 10 a.m. We have a good time. If y'all want a good conversation and sometimes we have interviews, we have special guests on there, and sometimes we just talk. We talk about things, you know, men talk. And you know, we do have ladies that listen. We don't throw out the ladies. We don't discount them. You know, we love them. We love to have them on the show and support. As y'all know, Miss Kia, she definitely comes in and wanna talk sometimes. So we definitely bring her in, and anybody else, any other lady that wanna call in and talk with us. But yes, our show is Saturdays at 10 a.m. Our show, myself, T. Sally, and co-host Big Joe, and the Cavemen. So we do that on every Saturday. So y'all come hang out with us. You know, good conversation. Hang out with us, like us, love us. Like she said, go make sure y'all go check us out on YouTube. Like us, go subscribe. Go hit us up and get on there and just, hey, do it right now. Right now. All right, well, with that being said, y'all know how we do every show. We always end out with prayer, so we're going to say a quick word of prayer real quick, and we'll be back with you guys on tomorrow at 8 p.m. for the Kia D Unplugged. Without any further ado, right here.
And I got a guest tomorrow, right? Beautiful and amazing. She is a youth entrepreneur. She is 21 years old. No, she's 20. And she's 19. She's 19 years old. She's amazing. And she is an entrepreneur. Her name is Joy Williams. She is amazing. So we're going to talk to her about the incredible creations that she makes tomorrow. We're honoring women all month long. Y'all make sure y'all stick around the entire month as we've been honoring women.
That's right. That's right. We're honoring women. This is Women's Month. So we definitely want to support our women, okay? Without any further ado, Father God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning, God, to a day that wasn't promised to us, God. We thank you for just our life, health, and strength. We thank you for protecting each and every one of us, God, protecting our families, God, protecting our homes, God, protecting our vehicles that we even drive, God, up and down the dangerous highways. Thank you just for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. We ask that you continue to bless us, God, strengthen us, and give us the knowledge and the willpower to do everything that you have sought out for us to do. We give your name all the praise and glory that is due unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm taking back. This is one of my songs. I was literally, I took over the production studio today just so I could make sure I had this song to close out with. I absolutely love Dr. Judith McAllister and this particular song. I sing it in the choir and when I was younger. So shout out to everybody who's tuned tonight. Again, thank you so much for tuning into the Shine Lord Radio Show. Check us out tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and don't forget to go to wetalkradio.com, www.wetalkradio.com. You can follow us on all of our social media platforms and share, subscribe, all that good stuff. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. I've got to thank the incredible Ray D.
Yeah.
For holding on us tonight. Again, this is the Shine Lord Radio Show, and thank y'all for tuning in across the globe. Your girl, Kia D, my main man, T. Smiley, in the building.
Good night.
Good night. Woo!
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.